Some major turn of events. Coincidence? I think not. The trucker convoy is about to head to DC. Actually, today they left, I think, Barstow. They left Barstow. Anyways, I want to show you what Zero Hedge has on their website because Trudeau just said he is revoking the Emergency Act, which I thought was very interesting because I didn't think he was going to do that anytime soon. So this is very su surprising to me. But coincidence, I think not. So let's check out what he said.
By 20 minutes of questions, 10 minutes in the room, 10 minutes on the phone. Prime Minister.
Hello, everyone. Bonjour, tout le monde. Je suis très content aujourd'hui d'être accompagné par la vice-première ministre Freeland et les ministres Lametti, Mendicino et Blair.
And
on est ici aujourd'hui pour faire le point sur les occupations et les barrages illégaux et sur la loi sur les mesures d'urgence. On Monday of last week, after days of dangerous and unlawful activities in our capital city and at many border crossings across the country, the federal government invoked the Emergencies Act. It was the responsible and necessary thing to do. We did it with three principles top of mind. First, restoring peace and order. Second, doing it the right way. And third, making sure that it was time limited. The first point, restoring peace and order in our streets and restoring confidence in our institutions, was top of mind. Public safety, as well as jobs and the economy, were at risk. People were being harassed, small businesses were closing, factories were shutting down, and trade was halted at our borders. Here in Ottawa and in other places in the country, there is evidence of individuals wanting to undermine and even harm Canada's democracy. Their participation was believed to increase the potential for unrest and violence. We worked closely to support provinces and municipalities to get the situation under control. But as the weeks went by, it became obvious that provincial and local authorities needed more tools in order to enforce the law and protect Canadians. And that's exactly what the Emergencies Act provided to them. Lundi de la semaine dernière, le gouvernement fédéral a invoqué la loi sur les mesures d'urgence parce que les autorités locales et provinciales avaient besoin de plus d'outils pour protéger les Canadiens. Comme le chef intérimaire Bell du service de police d'Ottawa l'a dit, la loi sur les mesures d'urgence a été un point tournant pour mettre fin à l'occupation illégale. Maintenant, l'ordre est rétabli.
Order
les
has been restored,
les occupations
and the blockades
sont terminées.
At occupation are over.
Second, when we invoked the act, we needed to make sure we did it the right way. We'll always defend the rights of Canadians to peaceful assembly and to freedom of expression. As I said before, the Emergencies Act was created to flow from and uphold the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. These measures had to be, and were, compliant with the Charter. Parliamentarians debated, and the House voted. We followed procedure, and it is critical that we continue to do so. That's why a joint committee of parliamentarians will be struck to review the declaration of emergency. Within 60 days, there will be an inquiry into the circumstances that led to the Emergencies Act being invoked. It will look at how we got there and why it was required. It could look at policing. The inquiry could also examine the funding, influence, and disinformation that supported the illegal blockades and occupations, both foreign and domestic. D'ici 60 jours, une enquête sera déclenchée sur les circonstances ayant mené à l'invocation de la loi sur les mesures d'urgence. Elle pourrait porter aussi sur les activités policières. De plus, l'enquête pourrait permettre d'examiner le financement, l'influence et la désinformation qui ont soutenu les occupations et barrages illégaux, que ce soit en provenance d'ici ou de l'extérieur du pays.
From Canada or
and finally,
abroad.
Our third principle. We were very clear that the use of the Emergencies Act would be limited in time. When we invoked it, it would be in place for up to 30 days, but we said that we would lift it as soon as possible. We've held updates and briefs with ministers and officials every day, often multiple times a day. And today, after careful consideration, we're ready to confirm that the situation is no longer an emergency. Therefore, the federal government will be ending the use of the Emergencies Act. We are confident that existing laws and bylaws are now sufficient to keep people safe. Of course, we'll continue to be there to support provincial and local authorities if and when needed. And I want to reassure Canadians. Law enforcement agencies are prepared to deal with anyone engaging in unlawful or dangerous activities. Police officers will continue to be there to protect our streets and neighborhoods within their jurisdictions. Aujourd'hui, après avoir soigneusement...
There is a lot to unpack there. First of all, nothing was illegal. It was peaceful. They were allowed to address their government in a peaceful protest. There was nothing illegal going on. So he overstepped, and he overstepped in a horrible way. Let's also keep in mind that they arrested the people who were dealing with the convoys. Not only that, but I got word about Pastor Pavlovsky, and he was arrested 2 weeks ago, and he's being held in solitary confinement, and he's been denied bonds, just like the woman I talked about yesterday. Tamara Lynch, she was denied bail. So is Pastor Pavlovsky. And I think she is in solitary confinement. I could be wrong, but I think she is too. Definitely Pastor Pavlovsky. Let's see. I have concluded that the Crown's ground for seeking detention are substantial, and that there is a substantial, this has to do with Pavlovsky, likelihood that the accused will, if released from custody, continue unoffending or interfering with the administration of justice, Olson said, in detaining the Calgary preacher on February 3rd. The accused patterns of behavior speaks volumes about his willful commission of offenses and or violations of court and public health orders. His conduct, if proven at trial, has contributed to enormous economic harm to the local, provincial, and national economic and substantial community harm to ordinary Canadians. No, he has not. In short, they want him to obey and remain silent, just like they wanted Tamara Lynch to do the same. And they weren't going to release her, and they weren't going to give her bail because of that. And that's not justice at all. That is a dictatorship. That's why he got the name Castro, Trudeau Castro. So basically, they want to put anybody in jail who wants to go against the COVID narrative, because the COVID-19 narrative is falling apart. There's been experts all over the world that has said ivermectin works, budesonide works, only 1 to 2% of people might die from it. If you get early treatment, because remdesivir will kill you in the hospital, they'll want to get you on. Let's just talk about that for a second, okay? How come the hospitals are incentivized to kill people? They're incentivized to get the COVID diagnosis. They get a bonus for that. They get a bonus for putting you on remdesivir that kills your kidneys and liver. Then they get a bonus for getting you on the vent, and then they get a bonus if you die. How come they don't have a bonus if they get you better within a week? How come they don't give you a bonus if you get better within 10 days? How come they don't get a bonus if you walk out of the hospital alive? How come it's only if you progress and get worse, you get a bonus in the hospitals? It doesn't make sense. And so the COVID narratives are false. You know that. The truckers know that. Pastor Pavlovsky knows that. And so now they're getting punished and basically thrown away the key if they don't agree with what the government's saying. So Trudeau just wanted to kind of lie about everything and say that Canadians broke the law when they're allowed to address their government. And they peacefully did that. There was no attacks from the protesters. How about the government going after people? Let's watch this from Rebel News, okay?
Alexa and Guillaume were both pepper sprayed. Alexa was clubbed 3 times by police with a baton, shot at point blank range with a riot control gun with a pepper canister. The canister breaks, pepper spraying her. And then Guillaume, you can see they shoot pepper spray across the crowd at him. And we didn't even know about how badly Guillaume was pepper sprayed until the next day, because we were focused on what happened to Alexa. And I find it very difficult to listen to what happened to Alexa, not even to see it, but listen to it, because you can hear them clubbing her. You can hear not just her screaming when they hit her, but you can actually hear the contact of the baton. And again, the awful Ottawa propagandist city police, they say in a press conference, no injuries, nobody was hurt, no reports of injuries. And Alexa's everywhere, all over the global news, like not global news, the company, but worldwide news is coming out of Ottawa about this journalist being clubbed and pepper sprayed and shot. And the Ottawa police chief's like, no, no reports of being hurt. But you know what we are going to investigate is people saying mean things to journalists on the street. Words. Yep. They're...
So let's watch the speech right before Pastor Pavlovsky got arrested.
Millions of Polish people under the banner of solidarity. They came together and this is what they said. We are not in this together with the corrupted politicians. We are in solidarity with each other. The truckers, the nurses, the kicked out police officers, doctors, pastors. We are in solidarity with each other. And when 36 million Poles realized that there is more of them than the communists, when they realized how come 50,000 villains are ruling over almost 40 million Poles. It was over for the villains.
And so after he made that speech, guess what? He got arrested and he's not allowed to be out on bail. The federal government of Canada wants you to believe, or wants the world to believe, that there was laws that were broken. No, the Canadians have every right to peacefully protest. But what happens to this woman who got trampled on by the...
And what was your emotion when you saw the horse coming?
Hold the line. That's what I tried anyway.
And you did.
After they trampled me, there was a officer that, I think a couple of them kicked me. I got a big bruise on the back of my thigh. Oh. And another one dragged me by my coat off the premises. But I walked right on by enemy lines and walked back into safety, because outside of our circle, it didn't feel safe. When I was back in with the convoy, I felt safe.
So when that happened and you were on the ground, no officer showed you some help or anything?
No, they were all showing me anger and aggression.
So nobody helped you?
Well, he aggressively helped me out of the area and was told to leave and don't come back, or if I come back, I would be arrested. The ambulance came, took me to the hospital, and there was only one doctor on. They sent me in for an x-ray. It wasn't a very good stay at the hospital, but it wasn't their fault either, because there's no doctors or nurses. to fill these hospitals, to help people that are hurt. I have bruising on the back of my leg.
So, what do you think about that? What do you think about them, Apple? So, folks, take what your federal government says with a grain of salt, because they like to twist the words and act like it's the people's fault, when no, you're taking their freedom away. They have the right to say they don't like what you're doing. And it's not like what happened in America, where there was rioters and people shooting people and breaking buildings and looting and causing fires, and the government did nothing about it. That's when you arrest someone. Those were actually laws that were broken. Vandalism, shooting people, causing fires, arson. These are actual laws that are broken. That was not peaceful by any means. Yet those people get away with it. But people in Canada who want to peacefully protest because they're tired of the mandates, because the COVID narrative is false, those people get arrested and get thrown away the key. And no, in solitary confinement. Why the heck is a pastor in solitary confinement? Because he's trying to rally his people together to say, hey, we can end this false narrative. There's more of us than there are of them. So good for Canada that the Emergency Act is gone, but don't take your eye off Trudeau. He's not to be trusted, Canada. Hey, you can join me on Telegram at the Amber May Show. So make sure you follow me there and like, share, and subscribe.